This shiur has been brought to you from the Sharim Audio Library. For information about Sharim or to order additional CDs, please visit our website, www.sharim.com, or email sharim@sharim.com. Thank you for making Sharim part of your continual learning experience.
Okay, we are on the Derech Hashem. With Bezat Hashem, we should have a great class today. And we are on Chelek Aleph, Perek Revi'i, which is the fourth chapter, Vav. So in the gray book, it is page 64. Chelek Aleph, Perek Dalet. David HaMelech told Shlomo HaMelech before he passed away, he told him, Da et Hashem Elokecha. You should know Hashem your God. What does that mean, you should know Hashem your God? It means that your religion should not be a leap of faith. And it's so fundamental to go through the basics of Judaism and just have everything clear cut. It just makes such a big, you know, difference in your service to the Almighty. Now we're on section Vav, Vehine. We're going to talk about the root of serving God. Vehine. Shoresh kol inyan havodahu. What is the root of a service of God? Hiyot ha'adam pone tamid lebor'o. The person should always turn to the Almighty. Now, what does the word root, shoresh, mean? If I was to explain something as shoresh, as root, what does that mean to you? It means, what does a root mean to you? You have to keep... Okay, and what's after it? You killed it. You totally killed it. Killed the moment. Totally killed the moment. I had it, like I was there. Now I'm just going to say it. So the root, I'm just kidding, I hope you guys don't mind sense of humor. Really, I hope you, I don't mean to like insult anyone. Not that you have a choice, and if you don't like it, then you should leave. So, but I'm just saying that the root means the following. It means that if this is the root of your service to the Almighty, then it's the Almighty expects us to nurture it and to have it grow. Because if I tell you this is the root, you know, of something, let's get to the root of it, and then we'll develop it from there on. So what we've been talking about is the root of Judaism, of the root of your service to the Almighty, and we expect you to develop more, not just to stay with what it is now, right? So the point is, Hiyot ha'adam pone tamid lebor'o. The person should always turn to the Almighty. V'hushe yeda v'yavin, he should know and understand, shu lo nivra el eliyot midabek lebor'o. The sole reason that you were created is to cling to the Almighty, is to become one with God. Therefore, your job, our job in this world, is to constantly turn towards God. The sole purpose of you being in this world is to conquer your evil inclination. And you should take your mind and subjugate it, and you should take your body, excuse me, and subjugate it to your mind. So what this does is a few things. First of all, we're talking about the fact that you have to constantly cling to the Almighty, turn to the Almighty. That means that there is no such thing as mundane in our life. Every part of our life, every step that we take, you always have to keep in mind, is this going to bring me closer to God or further away? Everything. Okay? Every financial decision you make. Every logistic decision you make. What you're going to spend, how you're going to spend your life. Is it going to bring me closer to God or further away? Now, closer to God doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to eventually turn into a sacrifice on the altar. What it means is you could, obviously, and Judaism is all for living your life, just making sure that you're living it productively. So if you're thinking about a career, so you should think about which path is going to bring me closer to God. If you're going to take and embark on something that's going to pull you away, you might want to think that twice. If you're talking about a dating relationship, then you should think about, is this person going to help me build a good Jewish home? Are you going to think about a place to live? Is this just a nice house, or is it a place where I can grow with my family spiritually as well? So everything, you always have to plug in to like the root of what it's, you know, what is it going to bring you closer to God or not? And our job is to constantly conquer our evil inclination. So like we've mentioned numerous times, if you notice that there are tests that are constantly coming your way, that means that you're doing your job right, not wrong. What that means is that you are on a spiritual high, especially if you're receiving what's called spiritual tests. Much different than physical tests, they're spiritual tests. For example, they're physical materialistic tests, for example, between, let's just say, should I eat this non-kosher object or should I not? That's a test. But there's a spiritual test, which is like a test of confusion, meaning you might be going through a time period in your life where certain, you have to take a certain brave step and it looks very bleak and you don't understand how it could work out. Kosher definitely could be a spiritual test, but it's a little bit more of a base type of situation, meaning should I eat this non-kosher item or should I not? It's definitely a spiritual test, but even within spiritual tests, there's a higher level. There's a level of like, you know, even within that, you have spiritual tests that they could pull you in a different direction. Tests of confusion, tests of non-clarity, that is a sign that you're a spiritual person, unless you did it to yourself, unless you put yourself in that situation, okay? So our job is to constantly subjugate our body to our mind. Hetzech kavat ha-chomer ha-mtiyato, this is opposite of our materialism. Everything that you do is within, you know, with that in mind. So always bring yourself closer to the Almighty. Okay. So the basic things that you have in life, when you turn, you look for, is this going to bring me closer or further away? Then you know you're doing your purpose. Now my question is like this: how does a person come to cling to God? What's the path that a person comes to cling to God? So the best and healthiest way to start is, it says in Iyov, Mibsari Echze Eloka, from my own flesh I will see God. Meaning our job is to take our everyday life, that's really what we should focus on, is to take our everyday life. When we say from my flesh I will see God, that means that from the things that are closest to me I will see the Almighty. So our job is to find the hidden spirituality in everything that's going on. That's a spiritual life. That's a life that's plugged in. That you might be doing something that's mundane, but you have to find where it is that God is hiding behind it. If something occurs to you, you meet somebody, you end up somewhere, you get a certain job, you're studying a class, always thinking about, you know, what is God bringing me here for? What does He want from me? And even from your own self, a person has to spend time thinking about his own spirituality, his own, you know, essence. And that's why the verse says, Dama lemala mimcha. You should know that if you want to know what's above, mimcha. Look at your own self. Don't go far for spirituality. Take it within your own life. Okay, let's go on. Zayin. This action, this way of what we're discussing, separated into two parts. There's one part of your life that mitzvot that you have to do because you're commanded. There's another part of your life that is also part of serving the Almighty, but you do it because you're forced to do it. The first thing is mitzvot, commandments. There's another part of your life that's not just commandments, but it's things that you need to live. So what we have to discuss is how is that plugged into the service of the Almighty. The goal of the mitzvot is to teach you how to make yourself into a spiritual being. For example, keeping kosher, dressing modestly, family purity, blessings, prayer, all these things, the goal is to transform your physical body into a spiritual being so that it can be compatible in the world to come. That's the goal of the mitzvot. It helps you emulate as much as possible the Almighty. Now, what we have to discuss is that the Ramchal is bringing up a point that other than the mitzvot, and this is very important, fundamental point is that other than the mitzvot themselves, that's not where service to the Almighty stops. There's a certain, I know the Sfaradim have this, like we have this, we're like, you know, sort of like keep God in the synagogue, but out of the synagogue, like business is business, you know, don't get involved with, you know, there's such a, like, such a thing, like, you know, where spirituality is one place, but the rest of my life is something else. And the Ramchal is battling that aspect. He's saying, there's the mitzvot, there's the commandments that we have, lighting candles and the like, praying, tefillin, tzitzit, all that. But there's other parts of your life that have to be equally as spiritual. Why did God do that? Why did God make it that there's not just commandments, but the rest of our life also has to be spiritual? Why is that so? What do you guys think? Why not just give us commandments? There's more. You have to live, also incorporate God into your life. Okay, very good. Very good. I would like to add also that when we get up to the heavens, right, after 120, they're going to show us our life. If the mitzvot were the only things that plugged us into God and made us spiritual, then if I'm not doing a mitzvah at that particular moment, if I'm not praying, saying a blessing, lighting candles, or putting on tefillin, so I have a whole chunk of my life that's void. For example, when I'm sleeping, so you want to tell me that all my time that I'm sleeping is a waste? So God found a path to make it spiritual. How? If you use it to get closer to God, you get credit for sleeping. It's such a fundamental point, meaning taking things that are everyday and mundane and turning them into spirituality. That is really the battle of serving God. Meaning, of course it's a challenge to perform the mitzvot, but it's more of a challenge to go shopping for clothes for God. Of course it's a challenge to serve the mitzvot, to do the mitzvot. I'm not saying it's just a walk in the park. But to buy your clothes and to dress and to say that God enters into that as well is a little bit more of a challenge. Or it's a concept that, you know, Judaism holds unique. And this, for example, answers a certain point. The point is that who knows where the first mitzvah pops up in the Torah? In Shemot. In Shemot, that means the whole Bereshit, there's not one mitzvah mentioned. The entire Bereshit, there's not one mitzvah. Endless verses that are superfluous, are extra. The answer is, what is the Torah telling us? What is in Bereshit? We have Avraham, Noach, Yitzchak, their whole lifestyle. The Torah is telling you that you could lead just your lifestyle, and that is Torah, that is mitzvot, that is godliness. Don't think that just a mitzvah, a commandment, is doing God's will. Living life also has to be doing God's will. And that is really where the battle is today. Because society pulls us away from that concept. You know, there's class time, you take a test, you give a new paper, you hand in your hours and you're set. After that, you're off work and you're finished. But God's saying, no, I'm with you in every aspect. I'm with you when you have vacation. I'm with you when you're sleeping. I'm with you when you wake up. I'm with you with how you put your shoes. I'm with you when you see your friends. And the beauty of it is, the power of it is that we can get to a point in our lives where everything is spiritual. If a person goes to sleep, just to pick on that, so that they can wake up early, or wake up on time, or wake up, you know, healthy, that turns into service of God, just like putting on tefillin. If you buy nice clothes because you're working on your modesty, and you want to feel comfortable with yourself, and you dress nice, and you spend that extra money for that, that clothes that you have bought is like a sacrifice in the eyes of the Almighty. It's like a korban. Really understand the significance of this? What we're doing is we're taking every part of our life and making it spiritual. Everything is meaningful. There's no part of our life that's not meaningful. That's a very, very important concept to internalize. You can be enjoying yourself in life. You can be going down to Froyo, walking down the steps, and that is service of the Almighty. Why? I need a break. I've been studying for the past 8-10 hours, and I need a break. That break is part of service to the Almighty. You shouldn't feel guilty like you're not doing something productive. Ma'inu ki hu mekayem chefso b'masu tzivahu she'aseh ma'aseh hu ve'oseh. V'shinit, kine b'ma'aseh hu hineu mishtalem b'echad ממדרגות השלמות שהיא תולדת המצווה היא, כמו שזכר. והנה מתקיים חפצו יתברך שמו שהוא חפץ יהיה אדם משתלם ומגיע ליהנות בטובו יתברך שמו. אכן, מה שאדם משתמש, however, I'm a few lines into this, When a person uses this world for his own needs, a person has to limit himself that it coincides with the will of the Almighty.